body, speech, and mind held in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of the bell. May the hearers awaken from forgetfulness and transcend all anxiety and sorrow.
Please close your eyes. Pay attention to your breath. Enjoy each of your breath in and out, along with the three sounds of the bell. Breathing out, I smile with my out breath. Breathing in, I enjoy the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Thank you. Do you have a song sit along with you? With you? What song did you practice so far? Did you practice the song Happiness Is Here Now? Do we have that song on the sheet? Please find the song Happiness Is Here and Now. Okay, can we sing together? On three. 1, 2, 3.
Happiness is here and now. I have dropped my worries. Nowhere to go, nothing to do.
get the song? Can we sing one more time louder, please?
Happiness is here and now. I have dropped my worries. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. No longer in a hurry. Happiness is here and now. I have dropped my worries. Somewhere to go, something to do. But I don't need to hurry.
Good morning, my young friends. Today is the 22nd of July, 2016, and I would like to welcome you all to our annual summer teenager retreat. How was your day so far? How many here that you have, that this is your first time that you attend the retreat? Can you please say? Okay. Some of you, thank you. Some of you come far away. Some of you live in Edmonton, but you haven't had a chance to join a retreat like this. And I know sometimes it's not very comfortable for you because things change. Like at home, maybe this time you sleep in, but when you come to the retreat, you have to wake up early and you follow all the schedule. You have to be on time. If you feel comfortable with that, just cultivate a positive thinking. This is the way to train myself, because everything needs to be trained, right? If you go back to Vietnam, then you learn how to adapt with the change, the time change. If you go to Europe, if you go to vacation, always, you know, the first day, second day, you don't get used to your sleeping time. Everything changes. It's time to sleep, then you have to wake up and eat. It's time to eat normally for you, then you have to go to bed. Stuff like that. So these are very normal in our daily life. And I believe that Brother Peter, Lawrence, Johnson, Andy, Devin, they are the monastic brothers, and they help Thai to conduct this kind of retreat in many years. And I'm really happy to see some of the faces from all the way from United States, some of them from Toronto. That if you live in Edmonton, but you don't enjoy this kind of thing, you know, it's kind of waste. Because we have this kind of practice in many years, and you give you a chance to learn something new. Usually we have a habit that we want to do something and we just keep it like that. Let's say if you like to have some kind of cake, and even you go to somewhere, then you just you go to a bakery, you still like that kind of cake, but you don't want to taste the new thing. Sometimes we have that kind of habit, and we never learn something new, we never experience anything new. So the practice here is give you a chance to learn something new. Let's say you don't like to listen to a talk, but if you sit quietly, pay attention a little bit, who knows, you may learn something new. If you go to school, you take your classes, you want your teacher always change the chapter, right? You never stay in one place that adding all the time, but sometimes you need to learn subtract, divide, and multiple, stuff like that. So we improve every day because we need to move on in our learning. Same thing. When you come to a retreat like this, then everything will be a chance for you to learn and to experience. So please, the important point here for you to learn is learn how to adapt yourself with many other situations. Not only in this practice center, but when you walk into life, then things may change. let's say if you move to another state and you change school, you have to make friends with new people. You have to get yourself adapt with the new environment. You cannot expect your new school have to be exactly with your old school. Then if that way, then we never learn something new. Do you get the idea what I want to share with you? Because today is the 22nd of July, but in the lunar calendar, it's the 19th of the 6th month. So in the Western calendar, it's July, it's the 7th month. But according to the lunar calendar, this is the 6th month, and today is the 19th. And according to the Buddhist tradition, today is the commemorate day of a very special Bodhisattva, and her name is Quán Thế Âm Bồ Tát Avalokiteshvara. And I believe your home also have this kind of statue as a Lady Buddha. On her hand she hold a jar of water with a willow branch. Have you seen that image, that statue at your home, right? And you see we have her standing outside the big 10 meters bronze statue, and that is what we call Quán Thế Âm Bồ Tát. And today is her commemorative day, and I just want to introduce briefly about this Bodhisattva and her practice. So please remember that when you come to Buddhism, you do not come to a religion, but you come to a practice. Buddhism is not a religion. Buddhism is the way to educate you, the way to live better. Let's say we don't know how to walk mindfully and enjoy our steps. So you come to Buddhism, Buddhism will advise you, will teach you how to enjoy your steps. Because we are very fortunate that we still can walk peacefully on earth. But we never know, that is a great happiness. Let's say one day we broke our legs and we are unable to walk. Then we wish, oh, I wish that I can have my regular, you know, days that I can walk. Usually when we have something in hand, we never appreciate until one day we are no longer have that and we feel sorry for that. We feel regret. So Buddhism will teach us how to live peacefully, mindfully in the present moment. So Buddhism is not a religion. It's a way to educate us to live better. We all eat. But Buddhism will teach you how to eat. How to take the right food that's appropriate for your physical body to avoid sickness and to cultivate your happiness. Let's say if you don't learn the way, you may influence by friends to invite you for smoking, for drinking when you're still very young. And you may enter, you may get into a very negative life. You may damage your future. So when you come to a learning, it always gives you the insight, the way to see things more clearly. So in Buddhist practice, we call this Bodhisattva Quán, Quán, Thế Âm Avalokita. This is the pronunciation. Avalokita. But in Vietnamese we call Quán Thế Âm. Quán means you look deeply. You look deeply. Before you do something, you must go back to reflect clearly, to see whether it is a right way to do it or not. So we all need to have this kind of practice in us, not only in the Bodhisattva, in the Buddha. But when we bow to the Buddha, it doesn't mean, oh, we pray for her. We pray her to give us good health or blessing. But we bow in order to learn the practice of her. Because every time when she do something, she always reflect.
Is this kind of thing will bring me happy? And how about the others around me? Sometimes you do something, you happy, but you don't care about your mom, you don't care about your dad, you don't care about your family, you don't care about your future. So in this practice, before you do something, you must come back and reflect. Is this the right way to do it? Not only myself happy, but make sure somebody else around me happy. Let's say you do something, but do you care about the feeling of your brothers? Do you care about the feelings of your sisters? You can learn this right into your room in this retreat. Last night, some of you did not sleep. You wake up, you know, and then you talk and you're fooling around. Sometimes your friend wants to sleep, but because of your noise, she cannot sleep or he cannot sleep. And I don't care about others. Or even we stay in the same room, before we turn on the light, we must see is anyone still sleeping. Or if we see somebody sleep, we must walk gently. We don't make noise. All of that action, all of that behavior means to respect, and you have reflect how. Have you ever do that sometimes? That you see somebody sleep, instead of annoying and walk so noise, so loud, you slow down. Your action, your slowly, your gentle, your quiet behave in that way. It shows that you have care for others. And this is her practice. Te is mean the war. Te mean the war. Am mean the sound. The one who able to come back and see, to find the sounds of the war. Everybody. Each of us, we have our own war, don't we? Sometimes we say, hey, don't mind your own business. Leave me alone. That means you want to go back to your own war. So everybody, we have our own war here. Then sometimes we need to see how is your war and how is the other's war. Sometimes we have, you watch news, right? And you see that there is terrorism in some other country. But it affects the whole world. That world, that country have problems, but it affects the whole world. So remember, you have your own world, okay? But you cannot forget that your world affects the other's world. You have your own life, but make sure you know that if your life is not good, it affects your parents, your mom, your dad, your whole family. So once you come here like this, I know your whole world back, like that in your family, very happy, because they know that you come to the right place. If you say, mom, I will stop at my friend's house, they don't know what are you doing last night. They don't know how is your life in these 3 days. But you say, mom, I come to temple, stay in the temple with Thai and all the monastics. They know what are you doing here. Right? So remember, you have your war here. But make sure you watch your war. And watch how the sound of the others war. How they feel about you. This is a beautiful way of living. Let's say when I stay at the dining hall and I hear the bell ring, and I know it's time for you guys to come to the main hall and Thai will be here. Last night, some monks came and visited Thai. And we have tea together, we talk until 3 in the morning. And I go to bed. Only 2 hours. This morning I have to wake up early to do meditation and chanting at temple, in the temple. And then I drive here early because I know I have a commitment with you today at 9:30. When I walk in, I saw, I almost there, and I heard Brother Andy, he started to teach you how to sing. Then I walk back to the room. I do not dare to step out. I may interrupt you. And I may you, because usually when you guys see me and you will stop and you will stand up and that will, you know, mix up everything. So I go back to the room and wait until everybody finish. You see that, what I mean? Like when you go to the shopping, you walk earlier to the door than somebody else. And what do? You open the door and invite that person to walk in, right? So when that person walked in earlier, they will open the door and let you get in. This is how we treat each other. So each of us, we have the way to live, but we always watch. When we drive into this driveway, into this center, because that is a very dust road, so we need to drive slowly. So make sure we don't make lot of dust around. You can drive fast outside there, on the road, on the freeway, on the highway. But when you come to a, you know, a rough and a very dirty road, you have to drive slowly. Make sure you don't get too much dust to bother the others. This is how we live. So at home, after you finish eating, usually you bring the bowl and your stuff, your dirty dishes, put into the sink, and you may wait until your mom washes them. But you look around and you see everything clean, only your dishes left. The nice way is wash them, put them on. Don't just leave in the sink, wait for your mom to wash it. If only your dish left over, then you should wash your dishes. This is what we call wang. Wang means to come back and see how we live, how can we do. So when you bow to the Buddha, when you bow to Buddha in Buddhism, it not only means you pray the Buddha to help you or to bless you, but you thanks for the teaching. You vow to learn the lecture from that person. Let's say when you come to the temple and you respect Thai, because Thai is the teacher. And you know the teacher means that person able to teach you something that you can learn from you. So everybody here can be your teacher. You can be the teacher of the others. The others can be your teacher. Let's say Tan, she is 12 years old, 13 years old. Of course she is older than the 9 years old. So she can be the teacher of the 9 years old. The 9 years old can be the teacher of the 7 years old. So that means we, each of us can be a teacher, but each of us can be a student. And if you say, if you're able to see that, you see the connection between you and the teacher. You are the teacher, but you also a student. This is why you have to see that. Right now you are my students, but you also can be my teacher, because you can teach me something that I don't know. Let's say when I start to learn English, and I don't know how to use a term called stuffy nose. Every time when I have hard time to breathe, and I used to say, "Oh, my nose blocked." And I don't know how to express that, but I just use the whatever I know. After my lecture, another person says, "Thai, the term you use is not right. You should use this term." So I thank for that teaching. And I, you know, in Buddhism, always teach us, you have to see you and the others one. You are your mom. Your mom is you. Because if you happy, your mom happy. If you're not happy, your mom will not happy. If you do something wrong, you may say, "Oh, as long as I'm happy." It's all right to say that, but you know, it's not nice enough. Why you say, "I don't care about what others thinking about me, as long as I am happy"? You have to reflect how your mom, how your dad, how your family, how friends around you. Like today, you guys stay together, you play together. You have to treat each other nice. Then we come here to treat each other, and we learn how to treat ourselves too. So make sure we use this term right. Guang. When I sit down and I say, please close your eyes, follow your breath, and I give you the guidelines. Breathing in, I realize that I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I'm happy that I'm breathing out. Because what is the most important with us? Our breath. You may say, money, diamonds, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever is important, but nothing important as your breath. Because when you stop breathing, everything will stop. Nothing can continue if you don't have a good breath. That's why when you come to meditation, learn how to adjust your breath. When you're able to breathe in and out nicely, then you feel calm, relaxed. Once you calm and relax, you're able to do more beautiful things. You can see things more clearly. That's why you know a willow branch on the hand of the Bodhisattva, of Wangam Bodhat. You know willow branch on her hand? If you never see that, you can take time and go out and see on the very front face. The Bodhisattva hold a willow branch and the bottle of water. What is the willow branch symbolized for? Be flexible. As I said, you can adapt yourself with any situations. You never vegetarian 2 or 3 days. But when you come to a retreat, you fully vegetarian. You think you cannot handle. But, you know, after tomorrow, you will proud with you. Wow, I made it. You know, something we never think we can make it. But with your wholeheartedly try, you made it. Let's say your teacher give you a very difficult math for you to solve. But if you put your time and effort to solve it, what do you say? I made it. When you say you made it, doesn't mean you just automatically do it, but you have put your effort. You have put your effort. And remember, everything we do in this life, without effort, without attention, focusing wholeheartedly, we are unable to success. That's why in Buddhism we encourage the right effort. We all try to do something. You like to play a game, but you always want something, you know, more challenge because it's more interesting, right? Then the same thing. This is your challenge. You never wake up early, but you made it until now. I know some of you now very sleepy, but you try to open your eyes wildly to pretend that you are listening to Thai. Okay? You try so much. After an hour, wow, I made it. I thought I sleep during his talk. But you are compassionate enough. If you all fall asleep, that means Thai's talk is bad. Okay? You're smiling, you're waking, give me more energy to talk. You know the willow branch on her hand symbolizes for flexible. You're always very soft in all situations. Don't give yourself hard time. Don't give others hard time. Last night, I supposed to be here because I thought somebody need a ride. So I stay back until 11 p.m. to wait to see anyone else want to come. I prepare everything. And after that, some monks came and things happened. I cannot go out here. I have to make phone call to Brother Peter to see, is that okay if I stay back and I come back, I come here early morning? It's okay, he can handle. Sometimes I expect that I will come here, but things will come. So you too, sometimes you need to learn, okay? But what I want you to learn today, anytime that you feel uncomfortable with any program, with any thing that you don't feel comfortable to do, but just give yourself your own advice. This is the challenge. If you come here, you sleep in the same as your home, then nothing new for you to learn. If you bring meat to eat in this temple, okay, then everything will be the same at home. If you turn on TV, you turn on your games, you play with, you do everything the same as your home, then there is nothing for you to learn from here. You always attached with your cell phone, with your iPad, with your iPhone. Give you a chance. Play with the nature. Play with friends. Avoid from electric things for one day to see you okay with that. Let's say if someday we have no electric, we have to live with candle, with natural light. Then what happened? Can you handle that? Life can happen. Anything can be happen anytime. So, you owe enough to advise yourself, this is a chance for me to learn. You're so sleepy. At home, you already sleep. But now, this is a chance for me to learn. Oh, so boring, so quiet. I always have people with me. This is a chance. Can you live with quiet time? Sometimes you want to say, I want to go to my room by myself. Nobody bother me. Nobody bother me. You lock your room and you want to be alone. But you are alone, but when you are angry. But now, you are alone with a happy time. Sometimes you find a spot, you sit quietly, you see nature. I like Westlock. I can enjoy beautiful space with, flowers, and cloud, and windy. Lots of beautiful things around here for us to enjoy. You always have shopping. You always have things that are very luxury, very elegant. But now, this is a chance. So, today, if you haven't had a chance to bow the Bodhisattva, you can take your time yourself, you go there and bow the Bodhisattva 3 times. And when you look at her, you look at her water bottle and you look at her willow branch, you tell yourself, I know what's the meaning now. I know what's the meaning now. The willow branch symbolizes for be flexible. The jar of the water symbolizes for your calmness. Your calmness. When you can stay in one place, everything will come. When you're so angry, don't talk. Because when you're angry, you never have good words. When you're angry, you always yell. You always want to scream. A few days ago, I have a visitor that I brought them to West Edmonton Mall. And then when we walk into the area called Galaxy Land, and I saw a very big sign. They say, we want to hear your scream. And you want to yell out. But in here, we don't yell. We don't make noise. Sometimes, if it's time to play, you can yell as loud as you want. But it's when it's time to be quiet, you respect, you quiet. You see that? The thing's clear. I always say, you cannot mix sand with rice. Same thing, you cannot play when you study. I saw some people, they put on their headphones, their music, and they do their homework. They have TV, they have cartoon, they have movies along when they study. It's difficult. Take off your time, 5 minutes a day. Sit quietly to calm yourself, to reflect. How did I live? I know some of you, your mom have to buy a flight ticket for you. Fly all the way from United States, and you know how much it costs, especially this high season. It costs a lot. Why they have to spend the money like that? Because they wish that you can take time and stay in the place where they know that you can learn something and to make you live better. So you cannot waste your mom's money. You cannot waste your time. And some of you, your mom and dad, sacrifice everything to allow you to come here. Sometimes, they beg you to come here because they know a retreat like this is we put a lot of effort. We put a lot of effort for all of us to learn together. I don't have to do this. All the brothers here, they also want to enjoy too. They don't want to take time and do this. But they do this because, you know, we invite you to live in a better way. So you see all the efforts of the brothers. Then how can you show that you appreciate the efforts? Try to do something that they invite you to do. When it's meditation time, we all come to meditate. When it's we have a formal lunch together, we all have lunch together, we all have dinner together, we all go out to play. If it's time to play, no, I don't want to. You stay in your room and, you know, play games. It's the same as you stay home. There's nothing new. So go out, play with your friends. So give you a chance, give you the way to learn to live. Without an iPad, an iPhone for one day, how is my life? You don't have to have that. But 20 years ago, there's nothing. We're still okay. I always say that. And I sometimes tell you, you have iPhone, you have iPad, you need one more thing, I pray. It's alright to have iPhone, it's alright to have iPad. One more thing, I pray. You say, I don't want to pray. Pray here doesn't mean you pray somebody to bless you, but pray means, you know, come back and learn something new. And especially your spiritual. We have two things only, physically and mentally. And you always focus to your physically and you forgot mentally. Now is a chance. This is a chance. Did you sing a song, I have arrived, I am home? Where did you arrive? Here. Where's your home? Not what's love. Your home is the present moment. You know, we cannot go back to the past. We cannot pursue and wait for the future. We only have what is called now, today, the present. You don't enjoy the present, you lose your future. You regret for your past. So I always say, instead of blaming the past, suffering for the past, why don't you live wholeheartedly in the present moment to build up your future? You have the future, but make sure you do it right now. You build it right in the present moment. So the song, I have arrived, I am home. You have arrived to the present moment. And your home is the present moment. You are solid. The way you sit, solidity give you awake. Let's say if you now you pull your head down and you close your eyes, and with my Thai's talk, you're easy to sleep. But you sit straight, you open your eyes widely, you're okay. What do we learn? One more thing from this Bodhisattva, patience. Patience. What is patience in Buddhist explanation? To accept. To accept. I ordained as a monastic when I was 15 years old. I started to learn Buddhism since I'm 7. But I officially become a monk when I'm 15. And now I'm 42. And you know that in that many years, I met lot of different kind of people, different type, different situations. And I learned to adapt, I learned to accept things to make me feel easily and to help me to go through difficulty times easily. We all have hard time. It's the same as we drive on the rough road. On the street, on the road, never paved beautifully as you expected. How many here have turned into the alley of the temple? in downtown. You see a lot of holes there, right? And not because of those holes, then you refuse to come to temple. That is the only way that you can access into the temple. Even lots of holes and very rough. But what do we do? If we meet that kind of road, we need to slow down. You cannot expect the road to be paved. But what can you do is you can adjust your speed. You can expect the other people to treat you good, but you can adjust yourself to treat them good. You cannot expect the others, but you're able to do something to make the others, to adapt with the others. Do you see what I mean? You cannot say, Thai, 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 don't cook, I'm full. You full, but I have to cook because my job is to cook. My job is to put, to display all the food on the table. But you can adjust your stomach to take enough for you to eat. Right? I offer you the food, but you the one who know how much you can take, you take as much as you need. You cannot expect the others to treat you good because you cannot adjust them. But you can adjust yourself. You cannot expect the same as you cannot expect people, the city have to pave the road and make the road clean and nice. But you able to slow down to adjust your speed to make your car not to be damaged and to make yourself feel comfortable. Be patient. You have to learn how to accept. The thing is, you know how to shake yourself to make everything drop down. Let me tell you a story. There is a donkey. One day, accidentally, he fell down in the hole. And he tried to climb up, but he can't. The owner of the donkey said, oh, I cannot make him walk up, so what I do is I will use the dust and to bury this donkey. So they used the shovel to take some of the dust. They tried to fill him up. But when the dust on the donkey's body, he shake, and all the dust dropped down. Later on, the dust higher. They tried to fill up the hole, and the donkey walked out peacefully. Can you picture that picture? So when you in the hole, when you find the hole, people try to give you lot of things. But don't worry, you know how to shake. You can let all of that drop down, and all of that difficulties can be something for you to learn to walk up. People cannot save you. They cannot bring you up. But all the things they give you, if you are wise enough, you can transform them, turn them into something to help you to walk up. Let's say when you walk far down or you very down, they cannot bring you up, but they use the stair, the whatever they drop down, you use all of that to help you to walk up, to climb and walk up. Same thing in this life. Do not expect people always treat you good. But sometimes if they do not treat you good, that will become a lecture for you to learn. When we come to a meal, you like french fries, but you like to dip with ketchup. And how is the ketchup taste? Sour. Right? How is the vinegar taste? Sour. And when you finish the meal, you like to have apple strudel or apple pie. And how is apple pie taste? Sweet. Same thing. Life sometimes very sweet, sometimes very sour. And when you have bitter melon, how does it taste? It's bitter. So life have different tastes. the same as you have different tastes during the meal, in the meal. So if you like to have different tastes, then life always gives you different tastes, different situations. Instead of expecting, we open our heart, learn how to accept. Is that clear? Is that clear for all of you? Okay, so today, according to commemorate day of Quang Âm Bồ Tát, Thầy give you briefly introduction about this Bodhisattva and her name, why her name writing like this. You know, in Buddhist practice, all the Buddha's names, they have meaning. And all the names give us a lecture to learn. Let's say, Brother Devin, his Dhamma name in English means remember or mindful. Trung niệm means always stay in this mindfulness. Do not lose your concentration. Trung niệm means stay with mindfulness. Do not lose your mindfulness. Stay on this path. Do not lose this path. So all the names, they have a meaning. Can you give me one of your Vietnamese name? Anyone here? What's your Vietnamese name? Hằng Nghe. Hằng Nghe. Wow. Mấy đứa, do you know what does this mean? It's a beautiful lady who lives in the moon. This is the name of the lady in the moon. This lady, she's very beautiful. So when people say, oh, you are beautiful like Hằng Nghe, nobody can see her. But we all know that this lady, she's very beautiful. So what is when her parents give her this name, mean they want her to live beautiful like this beautiful lady. And when we talk a lady in the moon, that means very wise, very bright, very beautiful. So all the names have a meaning. We all have a meaning, and that is the wish from our parents when they name us. Okay? So when you call the Buddha's name, you remember all the Buddha's name give you a learning, give you a lecture. So Quang Thế Âm, Quang means reflect, look deeply back. Thế means the word, Âm means the sound of the word. We all need to use our thinking, our mind, to watch out the sound of the world in us and around us. Right now, most of you at the age of 14, 15, 16, 17, etc. This is how you feel. But when you turn 18, 20, you have different type, different feeling. You have different desires. We all have desires according to our ages. But we need to reflect, is that appropriate for this kind of desire? Because sometimes your desire is over as your age. Or let's say if you go to a shopping, you only have $20. You must know how much you have before you can buy things. If you only have $20, of course you cannot buy anything, even $20 and 10 cents, even 10 cents. We don't need to say much, just about 10 cents over. But you don't have another 10 cents, you only have exactly $20. Then what happened? That's all. You must know yourself. You must know yourself in order to have desires or in order to want something. You go shopping with your mom. You ask for a game, but you must know how much your parents work. Does your mom have enough money? Does your dad have a job now? He may have no job. So then before he can buy you that game, but now he can't. You have to know that in order to live, to make yourself happy and make others around you happy too. This is the mindful way of living.
So Nim asked Brother Devon's Dhamma name.
Like, I know Devon, he loves his mom very much. And whatever he does, he always thinks about his mom. Same as Brother Johnson, same as Andy, all the brothers here. We all love our mom. We all love our dad. Then make sure we do something to make our mothers happy. You know, one day is a Father's Day. I was giving a talk in the States. I'm not home. But I tried to send a message to my mom and say, Mom, can you tell Dad happy Father's Day? He's so happy back. And he say, you know, when I give this message to your dad, he is so happy. I don't give him any gift. But I send a message to let my dad know that I'm thinking about him. He's happy enough. So when I come here, I bring Johnson a breakfast, and he's so happy because Thai on the way to Westlock thanking Thai brought me a breakfast, for example. So when your friends back from holidays, they bring you a gift, are you happy? Even very small. Are you happy? Yeah, because we know that they're on vacation, but they think about us. Then you know that if you do something, even very small, to your dad, to your mom, to people around you, they're extremely happy. For all the kids, during this retreat, if you can't find a piece of paper, draw something to your mom, draw something for your dad, and if you bring home with that kind of picture, Mom, I draw this in Westlock, I'm thinking about you, and I know your mom and your dad so happy to receive that. If you go to my room, I still have some of the brothers' picture when they're very small, and they write me something, I still keep with me, because I know that nourished me a lot. Even now, they don't say those kind of things anymore, but I know you have done something for your dad when you in grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, your mom and dad still keep them all, because that is a gift for them. So remember, the way you live is the gift for your parents. Can you keep in mind? The way you live is the gift for your parents. Thank you for your listening, and I hope you enjoy your full day of practice. Tomorrow we have a picnic day, okay? So don't worry, you have time to play. Before we play, let's pray. Can we sing a song before we finish? Please, and maybe we sing a song, song number 9, I Have Arrived. Okay, I want to hear your voice, your sound. 2, 3. I have arrived, I am home. I am sleepy, I cannot sing. Louder, please. 1, 2, 3. I have arrived, I am home.
In the here and in the now, I am solid, I am free. I am solid,
I am free. In the alternate I dwell. In the alternate I dwell. You sing? Okay.
I have arrived, I am home.
I am solid, I am free. In the ultimate I dream, in the ultimate I dream. Thank you.